Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
I can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? I have so much to do. I need help. I need to do something right. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I've messed up so much. I feel like I've done everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe. I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential of me for some rainy day as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith. And to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication. And to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor, takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got is not only useless but unwise when God sees me wholly with his own eyes. When God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we seek God's love all the time. We go into situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that he created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable, as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to his word. I want to be a whole woman, because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all his magnificence, for only he is able to bring out in me the wholeness that he created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to you. I'm not of myself, but of you and your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with you. I seek your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by your hand, held together by your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which you lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to your voice, walk in step with you, seek your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what you made me. A whole woman. A whole woman. A whole woman. Amen.
Good day. This is Soul Purpose Tuesdays here on Master Griot Radio. And I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this moment in time. Today, our special guest is Shiza Washington. She is a visionary with Soul Purpose. So, Soul Purpose Tuesday. We want to know, what is Soul Purpose and Soul Purpose Tuesdays? Well, Soul Purpose Tuesdays is dedicated to understanding the opportunities with Soul Purpose, helping us develop our compelling vision, and understanding how Soul Purpose, a lifestyle beauty and wellness company, can help us manifest that compelling vision. Currently, Soul Purpose is in pre-launch, and there's a unique opportunity for each and every one of you to join us with free enrollment. So it's a great savings. It's a great time to come in. It is the startup of the company. So this is an ideal time in which to join. So just want to give you this little bit of background to just say, listen in. We're going to find out more about this company, the opportunities that it has to offer, and how it can benefit you financially, spiritually, mentally, socially. So we're going to learn all of those different things, and we just want you to take this moment in time to listen in, evaluate, and come aboard and join us. For those who feel you are visionaries, we are in the visionary stage, and we're looking for visionaries to join our circle. So just listen in as we have a wonderful, candid discussion with Shiza Washington. Welcome, Shiza.
Hi, Jacqueline. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the first question is, and background for everyone is, what is soul purpose?
Wow. Soul purpose is just that. It's a company based on the premise of helping one to connect with their inner vision and their own individual soul purpose. You know, the name just resonates with me. I am a self-care certified wellness coach, and I own a mobile spa service. But this product line that is soon to launch in March is slated to be wonderful. I mean, you know, the founder and CEO of the company is, she has a track record, Miss Nadine Thompson. And anyone interested in knowing more about Nadine can visit NadineThompson.com. But Soul Purpose is going to change the lives of many men, women, and children. This is an opportunity for both men and women. You know, we are seeking males as well to help us build the foundation of this company that will launch. And when it does launch, we plan to hit the ground running with this opportunity and, you know, help to change the financial dynamic of many families.
Okay. Now, Shiza, I'm just going to ask, you know, basically, you know, really other than a unique name, and target of the company, you know, most companies say that they're going to change your lives, they're going to, you know, help you this, you know, they're going to do this, and, you know, they're, you know, the answer to everything, and, you know, we hear this all the time, you know, so honestly, what, you know, what makes Soul Purpose so unique, and what makes it such a good opportunity?
Well, Soul Purpose is unique in many ways, Jackie, and I'm glad you asked me that question. Soul Purpose's mission is to empower people. And, you know, you hear a lot of that lately, empowerment, change, you know, focus on the here and now, you know, do what you can to help change the financial dynamic, you know, of your family and of many people's futures. But we're concentrating on giving back. This organization, you know, is going to be built by people who understand the significant impact of network marketing. And, you know, while not many people understand, you know, the vertical paradigms and, of course, what network marketing can do for you financially, but the overall picture is that this is not just for the African-American community. This company is being marketed to the Asian community. This company is being marketed to our, you know, forgotten Native American community. You know, this company is being marketed to the Caucasian community. I mean, it's not just a one-stop shop for any one particular culture. And the reason we say we can change lives is because beauty begins on the inside. And most people out here, honestly speaking, are searching for that very reason they were put here on earth. And that is, what am I supposed to be doing during my time on this planet? How can I use my life as a vehicle to impact other people's lives? And by changing your circle of influence and being around people who share your same vision, you will reach your fullest potential. You will find your soul purpose. And you will contribute, you know, that passion that you have burning deep down inside in some way, shape, or form in this community here.
Okay. Well, you've heard it here live on Master Grill Radio. Now, So we understand that it has a unique mission, and the mission is to empower people.
Yes.
We understand another unique aspect of Soul Purpose is that it's social entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how many people really know that term. It's been a buzz term for probably at least 3 to 4 years, probably a good 5 years. But those that, if you don't work in a nonprofit sector, you may not know it as much. But social entrepreneurship is that bridge between nonprofit and entrepreneurship. It's not a social entrepreneur company is not nonprofit, but it is driven by giving back and by social values, as opposed to being driven by profit. It is like, how can I use my business to serve my fellow man, to be of benefit to my world, the world in which I live in? How can I use my business to solve problems that we have? So that is social entrepreneurship, where as an entrepreneur, as a for-profit business, you use your business for social change. And that is the unique aspect of Soul Purpose. It's one of the few network marketing companies that is slated purely as social entrepreneurship. So people go in knowing that this is a company built to make social change. And that significant change is the diversity of the target audience. As Shyster said, African American, Native American, which is a very forgotten community, especially the Native American woman, Hispanic women. And most companies just don't go after this total target market. And this is what we want to do differently. And if I'm correct, Shyster, isn't also that they're even looking to in the future to actually, when they say by targeting these community, it doesn't just mean marketing to them and asking them to here buy our product, but actually going into community and doing business with that community by using their services.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, we intend on, and, you know, one of the most exciting things for me as I, you know, envision where I would like to be in this company is I'd love to travel. And, you know, the many of us that do love to travel, we can use the social entrepreneurship aspect of our businesses to travel into uncharted territories like the Indian reservations that we plan to visit and sit down and network with so many people who have been forgotten and let them know that we do care about them. You know, we do understand their plight financially in this country. We do understand that they need product, too. And the products are all nature-based products, so you can never really go wrong with a product that's, you know, from the earth and that is good for you as well as good to you. And so to sit down in these communities with these women and to talk to them about the issues that they have, you know, on a financial front and to show them, you know, the ability to start their own businesses there and to help uplift their communities, we can do that individually in the Native American community. We can do that also in the Hispanic community. We can do that in other communities around the country and ultimately globally. You know, just by utilizing the services of, say, the Vietnamese woman who is preparing the tea for the company or the, you know, the African businesswoman who is preparing the shea butter for the company. We are supporting their businesses simply by being in business ourselves.
Yeah, that's definite. So that's something, a real point we need you to understand about Soul Purpose. When we talk about targeting communities, it's not just going in and saying, here, buy our product. It's realizing that this is a community of people who have needs, and we are here to help meet needs. And one of the issues, of course, is finances. And one of the best ways to help people is to empower them to be able to make money. And it's like the old saying that you find in the Tamaj. You can give a man fish and he'll eat for a day, or you can teach him to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. So we are actually engaging these communities by using, you know, by doing business with them. And as Shyster stated, our teas are coming from some Vietnamese. So we actually go over there and do business and engage in business with people who actually grow the tea. So therefore, you're actually part of that community and you're actually benefiting that community. Not only do they have the opportunity to engage the whole entire business, but you're actually doing business with them. And this makes a stronger economic base, including the shea butter that's done in Africa. And there will be also business done with the Native American communities, because all of these communities are very prominent in using nature-based products. I think about every community really does, and they grow their own, and they have the special use and such an appreciation for nature and its beauty and its glory and its strength and its power. They really have an appreciation for it, and all of that is reflected. It's not even will be. Well, you know, we will launch in March, but the company is aligned. We're just waiting for the launch. So you can you actually have the opportunity to see the product line. If you want information, and you can contact anyone here, and we will give out the information for you, but we'll send you a PDF file that you can review, look at the product line, along with your enrollment form. Enrollment form? Oh, yes, yes. There's a purpose to this call, a purpose to this show. The purpose is really we are looking for visionaries. And I think Shaista can explain this well to you because she sought me out. So, Shaista, tell us about the visionary circle and this unique person that we're looking for. What is these unique qualities that we're looking for in a visionary circle? Shaista? Shaista? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, one moment.
Number?
Okay, Shaista?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. For some reason, it went mute. I apologize.
That's okay. So we're talking about what qualities we're looking for in visionaries?
Yeah, if you can first explain what is the visionary circle.
Okay.
Well, you know, once we understand what is the process to be involved in criteria?
Okay. Well, it's very simple, actually. It sounds a bit in encompassing, but the visionary circle is simply the founding. We'll call it the visionary circle because later on down the line we're also going to have a founder circle. But speaking of the visionary circle, we are the foundation of the company. You know, we will be responsible for, you know, the marketing efforts and the training and, you know, going out there and basically hitting the ground running and seeing the unseen. So there is a company that exists, and that company is Soul Purpose. Well, the world doesn't know about Soul Purpose. So it is going to be the responsibility of the Visionary Circle members to determine how we put this company in front of the press, in front of our neighborhood communities, in front of our church communities, in front of, you know, our business associations who, you know, nonprofits could utilize some of our services and products to uplift their business organizations. So we are, you know, positioning ourselves to enroll people who understand the dynamics of business, who are passionate about helping other people, you know, who will simply complete a form and listen to some conference calls to gauge their interest in the visionary circle. And this is a direct connection to our CEO and founder, Nadine Thompson. So we're building a very, very good foundation as a business entity to move the company forward. And we're going to need the help of many people to do that, you know, as many people as possible to get this company, you know, moving in the right direction, which we already have a great mission. We're going to have a wonderful product line. And we're just asking that people simply fill out the enrollment form. And they can find that form online, or they can speak with, you know, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams and, you know, get the information from her and enroll directly by faxing the form into the corporate office. And you'll receive a visionary certificate ID number that's personally signed. A certificate comes to you in the mail with Nadine Thompson's signature on it, and you will be recognized as a Visionary Circle member. And there will be, you know, just a few of those. There will not be, you know, an entire company of visionaries. You know, while we have to get the company up off of the ground and running, you know, we'll do that in stages. You know, there are stages in building an organization, and we're at the very forefront, and we're laying the foundation of this house that the business will sit on.
Okay. So we do want you to understand that this is a wonderful opportunity, but this opportunity is not, the opportunity is not forever. Matter of fact, the opportunity extends itself until when?
Well, the Visionary Circle is open until February 29th. And I would encourage anyone interested to, you know, either get in touch with you or get in touch with myself, and we can give them more information. And you can get in contact with me through Jacqueline, of course, Taylor Adams, if you have any questions for me directly. But I would simply just encourage everyone to fill out the form and fax it in as soon as possible and listen to the conference call and get engaged. And then when the company launches, they can, decide to make their financial commitment to the business. At this point, we're simply, you know, engaging in conversation, engaging in, you know, strategizing and deciding how we're going to move the company forward. And we need great minds to do that.
All righty. So, definitely, you know, take this opportunity. One thing about business and positioning, and this is where we want to have a frank discussion about positioning. By coming in as a visionary at this time in the company and at this level, you are putting yourself in an extremely productive, strategic position. One, you have impact and you have say on how the company moves. You actually have a voice in it where it can really affect change. So this, a visionary is defined as a person with unusually keen foresight. So, you know, visionaries have visions, and each of us has something really to contribute and great ideas that will move the entire company forward, and we all benefit for it. So you have actual time right now to provide that input. This is the time. Then financially, where this puts you in position, we are the base. So everything builds up from us. So from everything that is built, what is accumulated, it trickles down. So it doesn't just trickle down a level or two. Everything basically comes back down to the bottom, which means we can reap the largest benefits because we are the base. So if you see that as far as the position we have within a company, we have the opportunity to reap the largest benefit because we're starting it. We have, you know, just unique opportunities that will only happen at this point in time. There will always be opportunities. It will always be a fabulous opportunity. But right now it is a phenomenal opportunity. And what makes it so exciting, I know people say, well, it's a new company and all, but network marketing companies have proven their success. There is no doubt. They have made more millionaires. So, I mean, it's not even a question. And this model is being used and replicated more than ever. And standard companies are picking up this network marketing model in order to market their products and businesses, and businesses are being very successful at it. So the model we know works. The unique aspect, and by Nadine, her accomplishment she has accomplished, and based on what she has accomplished and this new motivation for this company, the vision is even further. I mean, she has taken this vision so on such a higher level. And just the diversity and the outreach is something that is just unique just to Soul Purpose. So you have the opportunity as a visionary when you join this circle to maximize all of this to your benefit. And just to let you know, they're looking for individuals to embrace the vision and mission of Soul Purpose. So you really must believe in it. The visionary circles, we are ambassadors of laying the very foundation as an exciting new enterprise, as Shaisa stated. And we will have a personal commitment, determination, and passion for building a Soul Purpose business. A personal commitment. Benefits are recognition and edification as a visionary of Soul Purpose, positioning at the forefront of Soul Purpose business opportunity, rights to begin recruiting and building a Soul Purpose team, participating in the weekly visionary cash drawings, Be the first to receive the Soul Purpose Scent Sampler, which comes out in March 2008. We'll be the first ones to receive the sampler kit. As a visionary, we'll also receive our Visionary Circle kit, which contains 10 Visionary Circle flyers, a Visionary Circle certificate signed in numbers, as I stated, Soul Purpose at a Glance, enrollment forms, and a pendant, a Visionary Circle pendant and pen. So there are various levels in all, too, in which you will be designated within it. So it's as many as you you sponsor and you bring in. You have, well, we have five different from copper to diamond visionary levels. So these are all the benefits are coming, and the enrollment is free. The enrollment will not stay free. It is free at this moment in time, and when March 1st hits, there will be an enrollment fee. And it's happened before. There's been free enrollment, and there's been fee enrollment. So this is your unique opportunity. It will not come again. So we just offer you the opportunity now to take advantage of it. You really have nothing to lose and only to gain. So do you have any additional words on the Visionary Circle?
No, I think you've recapped very well what the Visionary Circle program encompasses. And like I said, I'll just stress again, as we've stressed before, you know, just get your enrollment forms and get involved in the opportunity. You know, dialogue with the other Visionary Circle members and see, you know, how it is that you would be able to, you know, build your business. And if, you know, this is in line with what you're currently doing, you know, we're not asking anyone to quit their job. You know, we're just asking that they get involved in something at the very beginning and see where it goes. You know, that's all we're asking.
Okay. So we're 1 minute to out, so we need everyone to get a pen and pencil. Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central, and 6 p.m. Pacific Time is our Soul Purpose Visionary Conference Call. So dial 712-432-8094. The number again is 712-432-8094. The passcode is 4 Soul Pound. That's the number 4, S-O-U-L, Soul Pound. So for Soul Pound. Now, to get your enrollment form and your PDF information kit so that you can read all about the company, all we need for you to do to contact Shaista. Shaista?
Yes.
Contact you?
Yes. I have kits available. They can contact me via email at Shaista@pampering, P-A-M-P-E-R-I-N-G, the number 2, prosperity, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y.com. And I'll put a packet either in the mail or send it to you via email.
Okay. Can you spell Shaista for us, please?
Sure. C-H-I-E-Z-D-A.
Okay, now you can also contact me, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and the Master Griot Project. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. You can call me at 1-888-846-9811. Again, that number is 1-888-846-9811. Or you may email info@MasterGriot.com. Now, for more information for your enrollment forms, any questions you may have, and for your information packet, again, call 1-888-846-9811. If you want Shaista and you can't remember how to spell her name or something, just call me, and I will give you information and we'll make sure that you get it. Again, this opportunity ends Friday, February 29th, this Friday. Get your enrollment forms in so you can get your sponsoring number. Tell other people about it. You know, just tell them to put your name down. Say, here, come aboard. This is worth the opportunity. Have other people join you tonight on a call, 9 p.m., 712-432-8094. That number again is 712-432-8094. Passcode is 4 S-O-U-L pound. So that's the conference call tonight, Tuesday, and every Tuesday at 9 p.m. 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific. This is the last Tuesday conference call during Visionary Circle Opportunity. Just get in. Ask any questions you like. Again, that's 1-888-346-9811. We want to thank you for joining us. And thank you, Shaiza. And thank you for teaching me how to pronounce your name.
That's all right, Jackie. Thank you, darling, for having me every Tuesday. I look forward to working with you.
All righty. So this has been Soul Purpose Tuesdays here on Master Griot Radio. Peace and love. And remember, let's find soul purpose.